Start revenge
destruction.
What?
Hopefully, tonight, Yeshiva, I think the student's initiative here, Yeshiva is having, being taught all night learning. Now, all the way,
both places
will be all night learning.
Next level, baby.
Is it only learning to 1 o'clock or
do you go in tomorrow?
All night learning.
So it's only learning to 1 o'clock.
That's what I mean, everybody.
I'm good.
It means you're going to have night Seder. There's still going to be Mishmar in the middle also. Still going to be Mishmar, whatever, it's a hard path or whatever. That's still going to happen.
And he has to shut off the roosters.
From, obviously, night Seder is a question that you're there. From Mishmar till 1 a.m. will be learning. 1 a.m. will be Tehillim. And after dinner will be food.
Sushi.
See, I'm just going to pass on that. I'll get mine.
Everybody said, this is only going to work if you guys, if the Shabbat guys are setting the tone. Right? This is really what you should be doing. That is what you should be doing. So, okay, you guys need to be the leaders and the tone to set. Yeah! Okay? Again, night Seder.
Learning
is Mishmar.
Then you obviously would tell
Mishmar till 1 a.m. is learning.
Find the balance.
1 a.m. is the hill. After till, there's two choices. Keep learning. That's obviously what you guys are on.
5 minutes or like.
The other options, guys don't want to learn, they can tie tzitzis. That's what they're doing. The point is that tie tzitzis. Now, that's a very nice thing to do. You guys should learn. So, that's.
How covered?
Yeah, that's tonight. Okay? So, but you guys, they need Shabbat. Shabbat's not going to do it. It's not going to happen. So, let's take it home. All night. Thursday night. Thursday night, Mishmar. Used to be in until I didn't need to learn. So very late.
Well, what is going to rock our Friday?
You have some give a shoes until 11
o'clock. What is going to rock our Friday?
So, none of us think
it's going to rock our Friday. It's going to rock our Friday. What are you
doing on Friday? What?
I can't leave.
Okay.
You're going to learn and learn.
I need to run at 12:30, so I just want to get to the sugi here, Rabbi Isai. I don't have time to get to it. Okay, let's try to get some clarity here as we go Vayikra. Both Vayikra and clarity in this sukkah to wrap up at least this week's sukkah. Next week we'll start with something different. Still related to this sukkah, but different. Okay. So we left off with a few nukkudas. We left off with Rashi being a question, what exactly is the Pshat in Rashi? And the Rishonim actually asked the question on Rashi, so I just want to, I don't know if it was in the piece that I gave you today, but the Ramban asks it after. Again, we have two schools of thought so far. We have the school of thought of Pnai, the Das of the Mechadish. That's what facilitates the Haftas Kiddushin, Pnai. And then we have the Yesh Kol Ve'el Chachon La'akar Dar Ben HaTayra, which seems like it's certainly placed in Baba Bas, or maybe placed here as well. Now, the question is, as we discussed yesterday, the Tena, Ravina says, I understand Kesef, I don't understand Bia. Right? That's Ravina's Kasha. Tena, Kesef, Bia, Michael, Neymar. So the question is, what's bothering Ravina? What's hard to understand more about Bia than about Kesef? So,
it's a little small, right?
How much is it weigh? Yeah, at least. So Rashi mentions, Rishonim mentioned,
at least one.
They can turn them. Why is money easier to understand? Because the money can be turned into a gift. That's called a hefker bezin hefker, something like that. But bia matehela, right? What's with the bia? Now, again, I'm going to ask the question, why is that bothering Ravina? All right, if we're in the school of thought in Rashi of Tanai, what does the Tanai mean? Tanai means I'm getting married with some kind of a Maisa Kiddushin, one of the three ways. That Kiddushin is Al Tanai. What exactly is Al Tanai? What does it mean that there's Kiddushin Al Tanai?
It depends on something.
What's dependent? What do you mean the marriage?
The
Maisa Kiddushin?
The effect of Kiddushin.
Yeah, the Maisa Kiddushin.
The effect of Kiddushin.
Yes.
How does it tonight work? Let's take the example of the Ritva. I always come back to the Ritva, right? Harayat Abudeshusli, the Kesef, Zu Amanas, Shir Tza'av. Yeah? So what? I gave the money to her. She accepted the money. Was there a Maisa Kiddushin?
Yes.
Maisa Kiddushin. Yep. But what? But what was dependent on that? The Chalos Kiddushin. What's the Chalos Kiddushin? The effect, as you put it correctly, the I did the act, but it will only take effect if Abba is master. Yeah? What happens when he's not maskin? The Maisa Kiddushin was performed, but there was an added clause, an added stipulation. I needed not just the act of Kiddushin, which is what normally you need to create. What do I need to create the Chalos Kiddushin in this case? The act and dad in that case. What about when you say, Harei Mekudesh is Libid Abazu Kedas, Moshe V'Yisrael? Chor, you're saying the same thing. I need two things. I need the Maisa Kiddushin, and I need the agreement, let's say, of Chachmei Yisrael, Chazal. They don't like it, because it's through some Rutas. They don't like this. So what are they uprooting? Are they uprooting the Maisa?
They're uprooting
or the Chalos? The act or the effect? You just told me by dad, what do you tell me?
Rashi says
it was the effect. Meaning, the Kiddushin depends, the Kiddushin, not the act. The status of them being married depends on Chazal. Chazal say no, there's no Chalos Kiddushin. If that's so, then our Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why does it make any sense? Because the Gemara differentiates between Kesef and
Bia.
Bia. Kesef and Bia. Kesef, I understand, says Ravina, but I don't understand Bia. What are Kesef and Bia? What are they? They are Maisa Kiddushin. Does it matter what Maisa Kiddushin I do?
Oh no, if you
the Maisa is irrelevant. The point was that the status of them being married depends on this other stipulation of Chazal. They don't like it, it's no go. Who cares what Maisa you did? What's the difference in Kesef and Bia? There's no difference.
You want to uproot it, that's the difference.
They're not uprooting your Maisa.
Yeah.
You don't need to uproot your Maisa. They don't need to. Does dad uproot your Maisa? Dad says, oh, you made this chalos dependent on me. I don't like it. As I'll say, I don't like it. No, it's not. Let your Maisa be a Maisa Kiddushin. It's a Me'achuz Mahadrin Maisa Kiddushin. But what's missing? There's another ingredient. Called Chazal in this case. Chazal have to approve. They don't approve. So who cares what Maisa Kiddushin is? If you take a look in the Ramban, later, I don't know if I put this on the sheet. The Ramban, if you have a credit here, look in the Ramban in Dibur Maskel Hatena. He actually asks, he's showing this question. He asks this question. He says, Hatena Chash Bakas Vein Mechurul. It's Ramban, Dibur Maskel Hatena.
Just cancel the evening.
Ramban, Hatena. He says, Mechurul. Right? That's a Rashi, right? You're made to dependent on Chachamim. Mahuk shalo Ravina. What's Ravina's problem? Ve'adra sh'aldas Chacham Kidesh ain't tzarek lahafkir al-mo'os mimenu. El levat al-kidushu. Right? Who cares? How let's get back to Rashi. So how would that answer the question? If the question is, you know, Rashi's asking, I don't need to come. Comes that Rashi said they turn the most into a ton.
Right. You don't need to.
So that, what, I don't need to. What do I do? That's not how it's operating. Again, I keep going back to the mechanics. What's the mechanics here? You know, even in Tanai. Tanai, I have a great Maisa Kiddushin, but it's hanging on a thread. What's it hanging on? It's hanging on Chazal. If Chazal say, oh, we don't like it, then what happens? The whole Kiddushin goes in the garbage, not the Maisa. The whole Kiddushin is gone.
They also don't need to get.
So who cares? Do I have to be mafkir the money and undo the Maisa? And then you're going to ask me, oh, they can't undo Via? Right? If I'd be in the realm of undoing a maisa, I could hear maybe money's easier to undo then. That's a simple reading of the Gemara, no? How do you guys read the Gemara Bekis? Money, Chazal can undo. But Bia, how do you undo maisa Bia? That's the I don't need to do any of that. I don't need to do any of that. The whole Kiddushin's out tonight. The status of Kiddushin, not the result of Kiddushin, is out tonight, not the maisa. No? So how are you learning Rashi? Then one second, let's get back to the Setchus's. What were you going to say in Rashi? Maybe Rashi is anticipating that, but you're going to have to explain to me how. So how are you understanding?
I think that's Rashi's approach.
The mate. This gets back to what we said. Yes, what's the mate a little? So we said maybe Rashi. I think we were doing things like this. Maybe Rashi's saying, of course they could do it. It's not a mechanical issue here. The Ravina wasn't asking, the Chazal are only able to do a Hafka in the case of Kesem, and they're unable to do it in the case of Bia. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Because why are they able there, not able there? They're not. Well, so what's the Mata Heile on Rashi? Hey, what are you saying?
Saying how are they going to do it, but not that you can do it.
What do you mean by how?
Meaning now that we say it's not good.
Oh, so it comes in just like this. No, meet me on the back end, Rabbi Yisrael. The fact that Chazal can, is al Tanai, yeah, it's al Tanai. And that's both by Kesev and Bia. We take the whole Gidush and we throw it in the garbage. Why do we throw it in the garbage? Not because there's anything wrong with the Maisa. Because Chazal said we don't like this marriage, and we have a say here. Why do we have a say here? Because when you got married, you said, that's what should be so. Tonight! Okay, but after all is said and done, what happened? What was it? What actually took place? What took place all those years ago under the Chuppah? What took place? So you can tell it was my solution. But you just threw the Kiddush in the garbage. So at the end of the day, tell me what happened there. What happened? So when it comes to money, what are you going to say? What happened? All right, he did give her a ring. So what are you going to say?
Yes.
It was a gift. And I agree with that. But, Frank Ravina, what are you going to say when it comes to the beer that they had as a Kiddush? How do we view that? How do we understand that act? Not that the Chazal are unable to, but we have to somehow classify that act. How do we, as after the La'achra Mais, after all said and done, after the dust has settled, after Chazal uprooted this, what was that? What was that Mais Adiyah? Well, it wasn't Kiddushin, because there ain't no Kiddushin. So if there's no Kiddushin, it wasn't Mais Adiyah of Kiddushin, right? So what was it? So that's what Ravina was like, I don't understand, what do you do? To which Ravashi answers, yep, Shavra Abba Rabbi Lusnus. Could be. So that's one way to go. We'll see if they have another way after. Either way you go, in the halachim we have now, whether it's Tanakh or whether it's Yesh Kavan Chachamim, when is this marriage blown up? When? Lumafreya. Again, that's both pshat. Why? Again, speak it out. If it's a Tanai, when was that Tanai built in? At the time of the Kiddushin. At the time of the Kiddushin, you said that's what you saw. So that's the entry point. That's when they're blowing it and saying, no.
No good.
In Taisvis, he says, Yesh Kobeachim La'akar Dovanat Torah. So being Iker what?
The original.
They don't like the Kiddushin, so they're going to uproot the Kiddushin. Again, that's going to take us back to the first moment of Kiddushin, which is way back then. The problem with that, as you guys saw today, is it creates a whole host of problems. What are the problems that it causes? You guys saw the Rishonim today. What are they struggling with? Different Rishonim mentioned different problems. What's one problem that Lemafreya understanding causes? Mathering issues to the world, why? If you want to kill someone in Bezdin, you need to warn them before they do the act that they're going to do. So if you're going to warn someone, you're about to commit Ishus Ish, and therefore you're going to die in Bezdin, you can do that. But that has what's called a tzvas vada and a tzvas sof. You can't say maybe you're going to get it. Maybe. There can't be any doubt. That's a klal in Shas. You can't have a hasra sof. It's not a valid hasra. It doesn't meet the bar of hasra if it's unclear, if it's doubtful, if it's it's still a sof. So fragged all the Rishonim, this Gemara is wreaking havoc with the world. Why? You've just opened the door to doing what? Undoing marriages retroactively. What's the circumstance in our Gemara where we undo the marriage retroactively? Don't forget the context. There was a get where, get al tanayim, which was with Queen Ba'ines, right? And we said we're gonna uproot the marriage, be carved to save the tzus and the prudus. But that could happen to anyone. Could that theoretically happen to anyone? So you know, people were confused and said, we're not asking about tzus and prudus. We're asking about all marriages in the universe. All marriages in the universe are now what?
Functionary.
Unstable. Because maybe what's gonna happen after 40 years of beautiful marriage, poof, no marriage. Why? Because 40 years later, we gave a get all tonight, and it was an onus, blah, 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 uproot the marriage 40 years ago. So at year 20, when she was about to be mizana with someone, and you say, don't do that! You're gonna get killed! False. Who says? How do you know? Maybe what's gonna happen? Her husband will give her a get out tonight. And we broke the marriage with a friend?
Yeah.
Or was another kasha?
Mamzer.
The Shita asks, the Ramban, asks, he asks also that, but somewhere he asks, very famous question, there's other questions, here is an unbelievable thing. We could stop all mamzeres, at least of Eishes Ish. Why? What's a mamzer, what do you say?
Well, it's relations, the kid.
It has to be produced from an iser. People always grow up, they think a mamzer is someone that was born out of wedlock. Yeah, you ever heard people, that's wrong. Okay? Someone that's born out of wedlock is not a mamzer. Not a mamzer. What creates a mamzer halachically?
In English, it's marriage.
You have to have some kind of an iser kares there. Because my colleague is a lavin. Right? You could have need is different. It's a good question that the Gemara has a drasha. Otherwise, it would be in big trouble. But the Gemara has a drasha about that. Aishas Ish, other Arayas, any kind of Erva situation, forbidden marriages, if it's forbidden, the product, again, forbidden, not just that they're not married, forbidden, like Aishas Ish, that produces a Mamzer. So here's an Eitzah. When that happens, what do you want to do?
Say,
just, here's, you tell the husband, give a get. I'm not sure how you work on the Eitzah part. How do you work on the Eitzah part? So you create a situation of Eitzah, yeah? Is that what he, did he explain? And what's going to happen? Chazal are going to step in and do what? Because there was a get with an Eitzah. What are we going to do? We're going to mafreya brud the marriage, which means when this woman was mezaneh, it wasn't Eishes Ish.
It's chicken.
And it's mafreya. So this kid, the mamzer is walking around. The mamzer is walking around, and we poof, made him not a mamzer. Murdered a trick. How? Because till now his mother was married to another man and was mezaneh and had him. But now it turns out she was never married. Ah, the beauty of a mafreya, no? Beautiful. What else?
Kitten.
The Rishonim also bring up, I don't know if it was here in the Rashba. Does the Rambam bring up Aguna? Or is it only the Rashba brought up Aguna? This is a hot topic, by the way, this Kiddushin Mafreya. A few years ago, it's an old issue which keeps having closed. Every few years, someone comes up, you know there's a big Aguna problem. So you know what you can do? To solve the Aguna problem. Just, but what's an Aguna the way we use Aguna today? It's actually a misnomer. A real Aguna is where we don't know where the husband is. Right, he got lost at sea and we don't know where he is, right? So that's a classic Aguna. The wife cannot carry marriage. We use Aguna today for what we call someone who's misariv to give it, he refuses to give a get. Aguna is really the wrong term, but we use it loosely. We know where the husband is, he's in his house. We know exactly where he is. But he's refusing to even get to his wife. She's stuck. So what do people say? Just uproot the marriage. Right? Just uproot the marriage. I'm afraid. How can I do that? Either the Yeshkoch Abechim Lachar or what? Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Tonight. Chazal don't like this kind of book. Okay. Right? This is how every few years this comes up. This is the way to solve all the problems.
What are those kids considered? Let's say you up with the marriage. Let's say you up with the marriage. Then we have the whole thing in regards to you have.
And now what's it?
So where are they?
Kosher Jews?
She's still kids.
What do you mean?
Born is
she was never married.
No, because then technically you
if today you go and you sleep with a girl and you have a kid, what's it? Not married. A single girl. What's the status of the kid? Not a mom, is it?
He's a kid.
Not a mom, is it? If she's a Nida, she's Jewish, yeah. She's Jewish. If she's a Nida, then the Ben Nida is a certain status, but not an Isser status. Okay?
What's that status?
It's a different, that might be a Gam or something like that. Not a Mamzer status. So, this is very powerful we're discussing. The Mafreya opens up a tremendous can of worms. We just mentioned some of the not even Isser. So, once you're going back in time, you're wreaking havoc. Some of the havoc is good. Can save people from being an aguna, or like the Ramban's case here, that's basachoso, or whatever, or some of it's bad because now you'll never have asras, you can never have a case in the Torah of killing anyone, never. Okay, so let's just zero in on asras safi. There's two ways to answer asras safi, big adult. Everyone clear on that question of Asra Safi, everybody said? Every marriage in the world now becomes Asra Safi. You can never kill any Aishas Ish. Because you never know whether she's really married right now. Because maybe what? Her whole Kiddushin is going to get uprooted. Maybe cut. So it happened. Yeah?
How can we get just random?
Because maybe this case is going to happen. Kiddushin not based. Maybe there'll be a case where her husband says, here's a get out and what was the Joshua Gimel? And then Chazal are going to come and uproot it. And,
such a stretch.
And game. That doesn't matter. Once there's a possibility, what does that give me? Even the possibility, although unlikely, still suffering. It's not Vada. That's easy. So that might equal to the answer. There's two ways to answer a question like this. What are the two logical ways to answer the question like this?
Majority.
either I can agree with your question and find a way out, or I can come up with a whole new concept. So one way which getting to around this to is what? It's a big stretch. It's very far-fetched, in this case it's gonna happen. So you stay, I don't know if you guys saw the sheet, I might have told you not to do it, but the sheet, what the sheet, what does the sheet bring? The answers along the lines of what Gabe is saying now. He brings Rove. One answer. Zil Basar Rov Nash. Or not Shchia. Or they have control of it. Not or
Asher Bemi Kara.
It's the or that right now it's Vada. Less of the subject, let's think of the come on. Come on. So what are we saying? And these, all these answers saying what are very, very similar. What are we saying? You're right. What do I mean by you're right? Your question's a good question. Could this marriage be uprooted? Absolutely. Why is that a problem of Asra's Safed? Because Asra's Safed, that bar of Asra's Vade, that a definite Asra, doesn't mean that there's no possibility in the world. What does Asra's Safed mean? Where there's a real Safed, it's very unclear. But here, it's Rove, it's not Shchiach. Right now, is this woman a married woman? Yes. Right now, she's a married woman. It could be that later on, this is going to say something that sounds like a contradiction, later on, she'll never have been married from before. No, that's like a... But that's... Who cares? Right now, she's about to go into the hotel room with the guy, and you know she's a married woman. You say you're going to die if you do that. Right now, is she a married woman? Yes. That's enough to say it's a sauce fat. There might be an eventuality which might pull the rug out under the whole marriage. Doesn't matter. That's the mahalach that the Shida brings first. Kind of what you were saying. So again, but it's granting, it's a good kasha. But the bar for us, Rasa, you're saying the bar for us, Rasa, is any, if there's any doubt whatsoever, it's not a good asa, not true. But then he comes up, you guys saw, with an unbelievable, radical shita. I think it's the only shita like this that we've shown in this here in the shita that the Gad says. I don't know who the istimitarzi is. What's the huge chiddush here? Huge, earth-shaking chiddush. There's no question in Kara. You see how he's answering the question? Your whole question was based on what? They got bringing on Freya. So then you're creating this whole Pandora's box of problems, of issues that come up because they were never married. That's why something in mind. No, that's not true. You know what happens? It's right now. What Maisa? What?
The beer.
Yay!
When he slept with the issue.
No. We're talking about Subas Tafkimo. Again, the case here is that he gave a get in Lo Basa Vechal Shem Yom, right? It's Chayish, whatever it is, yeah? Okay, so like, what? Are we learning brachas this
time? Time made time.
I wish. That's the mindset. When this event happens, and Chazal saying we're nervous about who? The Tznus and the Prutzos. The Tznus are going to be too firm and think everything is Ones. The Prutzos are going to think nothing is Ones. So what do we do? Till now we've been saying, we uproot the marriage. From the answer. Comes the Shidi, says, no, that's not what happens. When does the marriage end? Right now. Why does that solve all problems in the world? Because
then something is.
Because there's no Lavreya. So in Nailo, what Hasra Safik do we have?
Nothing. Isn't the case when you.
We're not. Is every marriage put in doubt that maybe it never existed? No. We're only ending the marriage. No. Mikanovabo. That's what he says. Unbelievable. Is the Matarit Sidichimi Afnir Abba Dushim Minei? La Mishas Kidushim El Ash to Mishas Maise. The whole man shalom nasa ma'isa shol. He says shalom kibul gei ba'ayis. That's the case, right? Chayev bechenek. So there's no. It's a shalom zvada. We're gonna kill her.
Yes, sir. She deserves it.
She is a part. When does the shita agree that we uproot marriages?
Okay.
Shalom go. But if it's our case, again, he's going with that spalt that Tice has mentioned there, between a case where the kedushin was problematic or as opposed to where the get is problematic. He says, in this case, mikan ulaba givalde.
What are they uprooting?
What?
What are the rabbanan being me'akir?
Oh, so what does that mean? Right, rest. Well, what does it not mean? What mechanism cannot be in play? What mechanism can definitely not be in play?
Right? A regular get?
Of what we've discussed till now. In terms of how this is working.
All the day, yeah.
Based on, what mechanism cannot be, if you're going to go be kind of la-ba, what mechanism is definitely not in
play? Tonight.
Tonight. Good. Why is tonight logically impossible? Tonight, by definition, where was the tonight, guys?
The beginning.
The tonight was at the time of the kiddushin, Knas Moshe Yisrael. No? Chayra. Chayra. What about if it's Chazal Mamish being Mafkia? Yishkaber Chachomim? Could you hear it sad that Mafkia Kiddushin now?
Yeah.
He says.
Because what is Hafkas? I mean, that's the words he says, right? What does that mean to Mafkia Kiddushin now? Yishas Mavai is not Nishas Kiddushin.
What's Mishim Nolad?
I think it's like a new eventuality.
But born, man was born.
Meaning, the case in our Gemara Get was something that happened 20 years later, right? As opposed to the case in Balbas, which was what? He did a very bad Kiddushin from the Gekka. What do you say about that? The Ravonim come and they say, is what you guys want to say? They come and they say, listen, there's a Kiddushin that's been going on. I don't know, you guys are viewing Kiddushin as like a live concept. We've been going for 20 years. Hazal come and they say, nope, we cease that kiddushin. We end that kiddushin. But we're only ending, we're severing it, we're not uprooting it from the beginning. Yeah? What becomes very difficult with that? Okay, maybe even if I can conceptually wrap my head around that, what becomes very difficult about that? So Besedrus is fine with that. He says, that's fine. If you're already going in there uprooting the kiddushin, not because of they're taking Kiddushin right now and they're being mafkia. But it existed till now. It existed till now. Not that it never happened, that it's no longer cha. I'm not sure exactly how to formulate it. Let's say, what's very schwer?
How do you solve the Ishish problem?
No, that's that beautifully solves the Ishish.
Why?
Because now every marriage is a definite marriage.
What about things?
We're never going to. We're
what
never
going
to. No, so every good marriage is a definite marriage. What every good marriage? Meaning where they didn't do something against Chazal at the outset. No, the Shalotogin cases would be different, but the Kahogan marriage, which now there was a get given, yeah? What's in our case, what's our case in Tzubis? Kahogan marriage, get given up tonight, the whole problem, and now you want to blow, when's it going to be being blown by Chazal, being Nekar? Now. That's what he says, that solves all the problems. Because I told you, what opened up the Pandora's box? What opened up the can of worms? Was this concept of Mafreya? No more of Mafreya. No more of Mafreya. But how do you read the Gemara, Bosa? How do you read the Gemara?
Mafreya.
What's the Gemara talking about when it says what? Tainach what?
The beginning.
Oh! So Frank gave the whole Gemara, Ravina's saying what? What is Ravina looking at? The beginning. Who cares? When are Chazal operating? Now. So why are we talking about what happened 20 years ago? It was Kodesh Bekas, Kodesh Bebiya. How do you read the Gemara? Shtigl Pella, no?
You're saying that because the Gemara is Gemara's talking about...
The Gemara clearly seems to be talking about the Shas Kedushin. But why? I care about now. And again, it was given, and they're just uprooted now. No? Tagashver. So let's quickly, so that's a problem. That is a problem. By the way, it's clear that the other Rishon don't learn like this. Rashi, as many of you pointed out, Rashi is very clear that what? Rashi is clear that it's Mafreya. So let's get quickly. But that's time a sheet that you should know. The sheet of Mechubetze seems to be a Das Yachim, is that in this regard, that we can be Oikir right now. We can, again, Chazal can be Oikir Mikan Labo. But there is a Shita, or called a Mikan Lahaba Shita, which doesn't have this problem of the Shita Mechubetze. Again, I sometimes say Shita referring to the Shita Mechubetze, and I sometimes say Shita referring to a Shita. Anything. That's a little confusing. Whose Shita is that? The Ramban. It's also a Rashba. To me, this is also a radical shot. The Ramban, if you didn't see, you'll see it now. The Ramban, as we mentioned, he asks all these questions. Hasra, Safik, and the entire Mamzerim, and right, he piles on the questions. And again, what is the move that answers all those questions in one move? Mikan Labah solves all the problems in the universe. Right? All the Rishonim, but Mamish solves all the problems. Because it just takes away that whole Mafrei aspect, whether it's being the Tar Mamzeir, Manasra, so all those become in that one move. Boom. Yep. Says the Ramban, you can look at it, Shamati, look at the Tar Shamati, Shemitar Tzim, Shachi Kamrinim, Cain, Shavu Rabon Bilas Bilas Nus, the Ein Adam Osa Bilas Nus. Now, which part of the Gemara is he going at? It starts with Shamati. You see the Tar Shamati?
The Ramban.
In mind, in the Shita Mechubetze starts with Shamati. Is that way in the Ramban, or is it a different? I was in the Shita. It's also in the Ramban, but it might start in the middle of a paragraph. So why don't you just look in the Shita?
Is it from Yaakov?
Where it says. One second!
Patience is a virtue.
It's somewhere here in the.
It says Vizela Shonel Haranban. That makes sense.
No, it's way after that.
So yeah. Somewhere he has it in Ramban also.
That's the question.
It's in paragraph Ella. Ella on the second line says Vishamadim Mitaritz. He answers all the other questions. He has a problem with his main question is about the Ramban. The other ones he's able to deal with. The Yecholim Amzen Litoer is very, very bothersome to the Ramban. As well as Zinin Dabas Achosu and Chavu. What does the Ramban say? It's unbelievable. I think if Rishon wouldn't have said this, I would have mamish. I think I would have thought it's crazy. This is what
he says.
In Cain, Shavu Rabon Bilas Bilas Nus, Ve'in Adam Osa Bilas Bilas Nus. What's he adding there? The Gemara at the end says what happens. Yo, we make it Znus. He adds, and what people don't like their bias to be bias Nus. Guess this used to be true in the old days. Now people don't care so much. But he says, ain't nothing wrong to be, ain't nothing wrong to be, says, nuts. You know, you the citizen, the one who got married, you don't want that. Who cares? Hilkach, gomar v'yoyiv gita me'achshav k'day shalom yafkiu rabban k'dushan shalom t'yem ilas v'yoyiv nuts. V'lav l'meim radak ruah. What did you just say? Hilka. What's Hilka? Therefore, because what I don't want my bias to be is nuts.
Chazal doing, and what are they about to do? They're about to go and do what? Make my whole marriage not a marriage, make it be less loose. So Gomer V'yav Gita me Achshav. Palavu me not grew up. He's unbelievable what he's doing here. Chabad Rabban just said. Why is this marriage over? Why is this marriage over? What's ending the marriage? What's ending the marriage?
The Rabban on the get.
What's what?
Via.
Via? How does Bia end the marriage? What's ending the marriage?
The Rabbanans get right
this
now.
This marriage, the oh. It was always good, it said that first word that you said.
Get.
The Rabbanans get. The get. The get. We've been speaking for days about what? Kiddushin, brewing Kiddushin. That's not what's happening. That's what's happening. Why are they not married? Because he gave a get. I don't understand. What do we say in the Gemara? What's the Ikar Adin in the Gemara? Yeshon is begin or Einon is begin? Yeshon is begin. Yeshon is begin. Right? Remember that? And if there is a time, that's on it, which means really midaraisa. What? No, why? What? There's no get. Why is there no get? Because the deal was if I don't show up. He didn't show up. But what was the reason he didn't show up? Onus doesn't count. Doesn't count. Because it happened to Onus. Says the Ramban. Yeah, but now you see this fellow that was just Ne'anas, what's going to end up happening to him? What's he being threatened by Chazal with? Biaznus. That's a terrible threat. So what does he do? What does he do? He gives an even aldas. Even onus counts. Even onus counts. Which means the sheep, is the get good or is the get bad? Gets good. He gets good. You hear the Ramban the same Rabbi said. Chazal not being mafkia. The reason is because the guy has in mind the Ramban, I'm going to read you a Rashba now, it says the same shtickle. Amdinan reile daite. Amdinan omeit umdina. We evaluate his das. That he thought about onus. He thought maybe there'll be a possibility of onus. And he wouldn't want a situation where because of that onus, his bias are rendered znus. And therefore, what does he do? What's in his mind? When he gave the get. Even though, right, when he said, if I don't show up, even if I don't show up, why? Even if I don't show up, why?
Onus.
Because of onus. Even that, it's a good get. Achuli achli lo onse. Achuli achli lo onse.
Why would he say that?
One second.
This is another one. He doesn't want
to try to. He doesn't want to have, he has nuts. V'chihechi the lo l'shavino rabbana the holy husband. So that the rabbana don't do that to him. He's money. Holy smokes. So at the end of the day, now what is the Ramban? The Ramban is similar in one way to the Shita Megubetzes.
Yeah.
But don't make a mistake, it's not the same. Why is it not the same? What was it? It's not because of?
It's only Mikan Olabo because he made that part of.
I mean, what's making Mikan Olabo? The Shita Megubetzes, this is huge Kiddush that what? There's a Hafka of the Rabbanon when?
Now.
That's earth shaking in that direction. The Ramban is not earth shaking in this part. What is the Ramban saying? Why is the marriage ending now? Yeah, it's not because of the get. That's not shocking at all. Why is it not shocking? Guys, every get works that way. Every get, Rashi points out, every get ends the marriage where? Now. But we don't annul marriages, we end marriages, yeah? Now they're divorced. It doesn't mean they were never married. Of course they were married. Now they're no longer married. So that's not a chiddush at all. What's the chiddush, Rabbi? What's the tremendous chiddush of the Ramban?
If he has an amount,
he's in a group.
Is that the Gemara says, called Mekadesh, that there were Mekadesh, Vafkin Rabban Kiddush Mine. Is that what the verse that says that, Mike? It says that in your Gemara? Call the guys under a loop. Vafkin Rabban Kiddush Mine. Oh, that does mean the Mafre. But is that happening?
Wow.
No, it's not happening. But under the threat of that happening, under the threat of that happening, it's a Ramban. Again, if I wouldn't see this in the Shem, I would. And the Rashba says it again in the Shuva, by the way. But you can look. Under the threat of them uprooting it, Lamafreya, and thus rendering all his Bias. Now, watch this. He's adding another piece in. What would end up being Bias Nos? What's he scared of? Till now, what was the Aveira and the Tais? What was the problem? It was the one by Sabia. The Ramban says. All of them. All the BS are going to be says, oh, he doesn't want that. Remember you guys were asking this question? Hey, what about the fact that all these BS for 20 years were doesn't he? According to Ramban, he does care. He cares so much about that, that what? We're making an umtun in his nas. When he gave that get a month ago, and he said, if I don't come in a month, even though Yesh was beginning, he could theoretically have made the claim that, hey, that doesn't count because it was Oynes. No, he's Maisha. Even Oynes, he means it to be a get. He means it to be a get. That's Shama Gemara. What ends the marriage? A get.
Whoa, what is that, bro?
What ends the marriage? A get, not Chazal.
Why does Gemara say it makes it equal to Bias Nos?
Because they would do that.
The Gemara's a threat.
Unbelievable. Take a look, don't believe me. Don't believe me, Rabbi Isai. Take a look in the Ramban, use the Rashba, but also you'll see it. Now I just want to say one thing, I ran out of time a little bit. I might have attempted to say this in Rashi. Why? What does Rashi say 100 times?
Get.
He says get, and we're like, what in the world Rashi keeps saying? You guys read the Rashi me today, some of you. He were machshiro, we're machshir to get. Machshir to get? What are you talking about? It's just Chazal blowing up the marriage. Oh, but if he does Ramban, we're talking about actually again. So when you're rising the Ramban, it doesn't work. Right. Because Rashi keeps saying what?
Mafreya.
It's Mikara, Mafreya. So it would have been really geschmack to say that, but it's not true, unfortunately. So everybody say, take a look tonight in your all-night learning. I think there's more there. We're going to stop here. If you really, really want, in Rashi, Shaiki, can do a Ramachum with you. He has it, but this is only if you have, or say you have to do the Ramban Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, so I want if four sheet is clear. I'm going to call it Ritva. I won't say Rashi because I know what Rashi says. I'll say Ritva, Taisus Baba Basra, Shita Mikubetzes, Ramban. Four Mahalchim at least. Those much have to be clear. Rashi can figure out where he fits into that shalom. Rosh was with Ramban.
Oh, yeah.
What? I got to run. I got to run.